Tuesday is Your Monday, featuring Northern Voices. That's a sample of the work of my guest, Juno Award-winning Indigenous cellist and composer Chris Dirksen. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Chris Dirksen's Still Here will have its world premiere April 30th and May 1st as part of the program Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3. This work is the result of the TSO's partnership with the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, the Art of Healing program. One of the ways in which the TSO connects with the wider community, this program brings together patients at CAMH with TSO musicians and composers with an aim at providing unique avenues for youth to learn, interact, and creatively express themselves. Still Here is the culmination of this collaboration, and the composer herself joins me now. Chris Dirksen, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you for having me.
Now, your work, Still Here, came out of the TSO and CAMH Art of Healing project. Tell us a bit about the process behind this work.
This is a really beautiful project with CAMH and TSO. And what it is like I got to hang out with folks from CAMH for 2 months every Monday back a year ago, January. And we just got to know each other, and with the goal of creating a chamber piece and a symphony piece for the TSO. So it was really about, you know, listening to folks and getting to know people and getting to know those stories. And I was just kind of a conduit for what they wanted to say.
And you've described the piece as being about city life, about loneliness, about empathy and hope. And so I take it those are big themes that came out of your time with these people.
Totally. Like almost everything within the piece was influenced by our conversations, by what folks wanted to say. Like, one of the rad things about being a composer is we get to shine a light onto whatever we want people to pay attention to. So I kind of just threw that to the group and was like, hey, what would you like to tell Toronto? What would you like to tell your neighbors? And this is kind of what they came back with. So again, I was like really a conduit for the stories that they wanted to tell.
And for you then, translating that into sound, can you tell us about that process?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of fun with it. Originally, I wanted to get some like melodic actual notes from the folks in our team. But our folks were a bit shy and they didn't really want to give me anything harmonic or melodic at all. They did not want to sing. I also like kind of made a mistake and I was like, oh, I'm going to get them like an ocarina and maybe they can like just play me some notes. And I had also never played an ocarina and it's not a beginner's instrument at all.
No, I guess not.
So yeah, that was kind of like a failed mission of mine, but I still really wanted to include their actual voice kind of in the piece. And so we were listening to some other music and there's some sounds from the real world within that piece. And I was like, you know what? How about you guys go out this week and just like record on your phones, whatever comes across your path. And so that's actually a lot of how the piece was influenced by these folks' own recordings.
And there is an electronic element, right, to the composition? Is it these recordings or?
Yeah, totally. So I just like inserted these recordings and they kind of like made the journey for us. And they helped shape the story so vividly. So it's like, it's kind of a little bit more 3D of being in Toronto. It's kind of an audio 3D experience between symphonic and the real world.
Now, this is a really unique way of generating music. How did this setting and this process, or did it, change how you think about the role of music?
I mean, I've always thought music, like I said earlier, like music is a way that I can get folks to think about things that they don't normally think about, or like shine a light onto things that might be harder to think about. And I think with this piece, there's like definite moments of like, who do we pay attention to when we're walking down the street? Like, who gets our recognition? And I think that with the audio clips, it helped me really, really show that to the audience.
And more broadly speaking, your work brings together classical training, Indigenous heritage, and contemporary sounds. How has all of this shaped or found its way into your voice as a composer?
I mean, I think all of those things are what define me as a composer. Mm-hmm. It's my perspective that I am able to share with the audience and with folks. I have a unique perspective, and I think folks are really interested in what I have to share.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, this is the third iteration of the Art of Healing Project. And what has it meant to you to be the composer facilitator this time around?
Oh, man, it's such a beautiful project. It's such about humanity. And like, I think, you know, the symphonic world can be a little stuffy and a little bit insular and a little bit, you know, very concerned about the perfection of the moment. And this was not about that. This was about, you know, getting to know people and taking time with people and like actually listening. So I found it really beautiful. And I really hope it continues.
And the title, Still Here, tell us about it.
Yeah, again, going back to the group, it was really the group's offering. I think I had like a few different ideas. And like going back to things that they said, and one of them was, we're still here. And then they were like, no, let's get rid of the we and like just be still here. And so it was really like a group consensus of the title.
And what does it mean to you?
Again, like paying attention to, like, who do we pay attention to, and how do we include people? How do we include and how do we welcome people into our circles, into our worlds? How do we make this world a little warmer?
Well, it's going to be quite something to have this premiere. What are you looking forward to in terms of hearing the orchestral version of the Roy Thompson Hall stage?
Oh, I'm so excited about it. Like, I just listened to it again this morning to make sure that the cues are in the right place. And I think it's a really beautiful journey. And I feel so blessed to have like a 15-minute moment with the TSO in which I can really tell this story.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight, and all the best for the world premiere of Still Here.
Thank you so much.
That was award-winning Indigenous cellist and composer Chris Dirksen. Still Here can be heard as part of the program Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3, April 30th and May 1st at Roy Thompson Hall. Find out more at tso.ca. Here's more from Chris. This is called Treaties.